Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas
and with their headquarters
in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Well, 117 days in this year, 2015. Today, of course, is April 27th. It is Monday, Market Monday Update. We do this every single Monday. We do have a seven-day-a-week format. Of course, I'm Connor MacGyver, RE/MAX's Paris 911 team. One of the questions we get quite frequently has to do with searching for properties, why some of the websites out there are showing in excess of hundreds of additional real estate listings besides what the actual multiple listing service seems to be showing. That's very simple. Most of those listings are games. They're not actually being governed by anyone, and anybody can take anything, as you've probably seen, and post it up online and say, you know what, this is for sale. Contact me directly. That's what you're seeing. It reminds me back in the day of the cosmopolitan thick real estate magazines that were everywhere. And if you remember, if you just track back 10, 12 years, that was the big thing. All the agents were paying for ad space in these magazines, and they would put up their listings into these publications, and hopefully people would pick them up from the Vons, the Albertsons, the Ralphs, you know, grocery store. They would be out in front there. They would have them even out on the curbside in front of different businesses or a whole bunch of different businesses. They would be out there. People would go grab one. They would look into these things, and they would see that there were some really stellar and fantastic deals. So then what they would do is very simply they would call up either somebody's toll-free. That was kind of at the time more of the savvy real estate agents had a toll-free number embedded into these different ads. And, of course, what did you see? Well, you saw a fantastic house, great deal, looked like it was way under market value. And then you saw some clever verbiage, and the verbiage talked about how wonderful this home is. Without further delay, you picked up the phone and you called. Well, the more savvy agents, like I was stating, had a number trap system that would explain to you about the property, where it was located. Probably wouldn't give you a specific address. They never did. Usually it said, you know, Valencia Prime Living or Great Santa Clarita Home or Wonderful Stevenson Ranch Estate, and then it gave some stellar price. Whenever you called this number trap, you got some information about the property, but it really wasn't the address. So it was giving you information about square footage, potentially bedroom, bathroom, but really didn't cover where it might have been. So then a few minutes later, you got a phone call. And the phone call was from an agent that was wanting to solicit you for business. Come to find out, a majority of those listings back in the day were hooks. They were pictures of pretty houses with stellar deals and wonderful everything to get you to give that agent a call so you could be converted. We don't see the market changing much in the online portals, where for a while the agents didn't have the intelligence The internet hadn't arrived yet. But now anybody can do it. So they'll take something that might not be real and they'll put it into the MLS, excuse me, not the MLS, but actually the online portals. So when you're looking around and when these different websites are reporting on how many actual listings are for sale, they find out that it's different than the multiple listing service. So what I'm saying is the best place to search, the safest place to search, is going to be the MLS, the multiple listing service that's tied to the Board of Realtors, and here's why. In order for me to take a listing and put it into the multiple listing service, first off, I have to be a licensed realtor. I have to be in good standing. I have to be working under a licensed brokerage. My brokerage has to be in good standing. They have to be a member of the California Association of Realtors, which has to be a member of the National Association of Realtors. I also have to be a member of all of those things as well. I have to be a member in good standing. I have to take the information about the property. The seller has to be verified. There has to be a contract in place. A commission structure has to be established, and also sales price also has to be established. Besides that, you have the terms of the agreement, how long the contract is going to run. All of those items have to be fulfilled before I can then take that listing, put it into the multiple listing service, then advertise it online. So So there you go. There's a lot to it. So it's not as simple as me having a guy call me and say, hey, Connor, I would like just to, you know, kind of get an idea and see if I can sell my house at some point. Oh, you know, we'll take it. We'll just stick it in the MLS. It's not that easy. All of these other steps have to be fulfilled. So you're seeing the real live listings, the available listings. What I did is I took it upon myself to separate them a little bit further to show you active versus what happens to be in escrow. Some of the agents out there, they'll take a listing that happens to be in the active status, and they will then take that listing and they will, once it goes into escrow, they will put it into backup, meaning that property should still be available to be shown and people want to go look at it and it's not going to be a problem. A lot of agents are using that status incorrectly where the sellers don't want any additional offers, but they understand online it actually still shows active in a lot of the sites, the non-multiple listing service-based sites. So my suggestion to you is go to MLSBest.com, MLSBest.com. You'll be able to search there, and you'll be able to choose if you want to see just the actives, you can click on that button, or if you want to see the stuff tied up in escrow, you can click on that button. But ultimately, it'll just show you the things that are active, which is kind of a breath of fresh air when it comes to searching for real estate online. MLSBest.com. It's our system. You don't ever have to register. You'll be able to search for everything. You're not going to have any ghost windows pop up in your face saying, you know, give me who you are so you can continue to look at these properties and such. Last 7 days in Santa Clarita Valley, we have 146 new listings that have hit the market for sale. You can see all of those by going to our main site, Paris911.com. Into the Mac box, punch in the word new, the top part of the screen. When you do, then you'll see all of those new listings. We've had 65 properties experience price changes. On Fridays, we get into that during our Friday finale broadcast. We have 32 properties that have gone back on the market for sale. Once, what that means is they basically were in escrow. Everybody was happy. Sellers were hoping to sell their property. Buyers were hoping to buy one. Something happened. Something went awry. So the property is no longer available or actually in escrow, but it's now back on the market available for sale. Lots of different reasons this happens. And specifically, if you had questions about any specific property that came back on the market, we can find out via the listing agents. So give us a call on that. 82 properties have eked into the backup offer status, meaning they've gone into escrow. 3 properties have expired, not selling within contractual time frame. 58 properties went pending, and 82 properties sold, closing escrow with 82 new home buyers. You look at the new listings, 146 that have hit the market in the last 7 days, it's definitely a different trend here in the Santa Clarita Valley because typically every week we were looking at 100 to 110. Inventory has been suffering for at least 18 to 22 months, meaning we are totally knee-deep in a seller's market. Sellers are calling the shot. They have a property. They put it on the market at a reasonable amount, even a little bit above where the last one sold. They're going to get multiple offers. It's not going to take too long to offload that property. We are starting to see, however, more listings come on the market for sale in the Santa Clarita Valley. This last week, we broke 600 units. When the market was knee-deep in a seller's market, we were looking at 535, 545, 555. Now that we broke 600 units, we'll have to wait and see. Every year around June, first week in June, middle of May to the middle of June, we see a lot more real estate inventory entering the market for sale. Reason being schools. Parents are positioning their kids for schools. They want to be in the right area. They want to make sure that their kids are going to the right place. We also see some movement by the empty nesters out there as well, people who don't have kids at home any longer and are moving away, getting out of here. We see those listings popping up as well. I'm Connor McIver. Thank you for tuning into our Market Monday show. We will be back tomorrow with our Travel Tuesdays talking about resources online that we've built to make your real estate hunt and search and valuation much easier. Of course, it's all about the intel here at Paris 911. We want to give you good information, the best possible obtainable, just to protect you. Connor McIver, everybody have a wonderful day. We will be back tomorrow during our Travel Tuesdays broadcast. Main site, Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com. It's always a pleasure. We will talk to you then. Take care.